Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
Yes, I was trying to reopen my claim.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
Yes, it's 422-9831-33.
Okay, what's your first and your last name?
Ada Howard.
Okay, your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, ma'am?
September 28, 1968. My ID is 30752.
Okay. Okay, let me see. I think I could help you reopen that, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
So you said your first name was Ada. That's Ada, I-D-A, correct?
I-D-A.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And Howard, and your maiden name was Cooper?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever used a different name or Social Security?
No.
Okay. And your date of birth, you said, was?
September 28, 1968.
Okay, and your gender?
Female.
Okay, sorry, we have to ask. Are you a citizen?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so you don't have any difficulty with English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled, ma'am?
No.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school, ma'am?
10th.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bolden.
Okay. And you said your driver's license number was?
It's an ID.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 30752.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, ma'am, either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
The benefit card.
Okay. Do you currently have a benefit card, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so they would use the same card. Okay,
okay.
I just need to read the disclosure. Make
yes,
sure you
okay.
understand the terms, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have $1.30 if it's used at a network. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. You could either go online, okay, or you may call 1-800-499-2035, okay, if you want to get more information on your claim.
Okay.
Okay, on your card.
All right.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your mailing address, ma'am?
3804. Mm-hmm. Alabama Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, mm-hmm. 35404.
Okay. And your phone number?
205-239-8563.
Okay. So I have your address, ma'am, as being 3804 Alabama Avenue. It's coming up at Northeast. Tuscaloosa,
okay.
Alabama, 35404. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes.
Okay.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 201 10th Street South, 3116 Stewart Street, 4523 Baywood Drive, 8207 Hawthorne place, or none of the above?
You said, repeat them again. I'm sorry.
Okay. 201 10th Avenue, 10th Street, 3116 Stewart Street, 4523 Baywood Drive, 8207 Hythorn Place, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses, if any, have you been associated with? 130 51st Avenue, 1558 Shell Banks, 618 West Union Street, 8201 County Road 59, or none of the above?
The first one.
51st Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses? 10209 Mullaney Drive, 1701 42nd Avenue, 2686 Piedmont Drive, 7522 Coaliga Road, or none of the above?
1701 42nd Avenue.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Did you receive a TRA retraining certification, ma'am?
Oh, who?
A TRA retraining certification.
No.
Okay. When was the, have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Yes.
Okay. Did you work with the same employee that you worked for the time before or not?
Yes, I did.
Is it a different? It's the same employee. Okay. Yes. When was your last day of work?
On the 9th, December the 9th.
2022. Okay.
Yeah.
And since, okay, so did you work or file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you join the military in active duty in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No.
Do you work on commission or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you attending any school or training?
No.
Okay. And when, are you available to work all the different shifts?
Yes.
Okay. Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No.
Okay. Did you belong to a union?
No.
Okay. Okay. What was your last job description?
Last job description? A cook, a breakfast cook.
Cook? Like a cafeteria cook? Cafeteria or fast food or restaurant?
Well, it'd probably be a cafeteria.
Okay.
Because I work at a sorority house.
Okay. And what was the name of the company?
Upper Crust.
Okay. Okay, so let's see here. Union. Okay, so would you have the phone number and the address?
Phone number, address. Trying to see this right phone number. I don't think I would have the address, but it's like, oh my God, I'm looking up the wrong thing. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. on phone number 1573-874-3033.
Okay, so I heard you say 573-874-3033, correct?
Yes.
And where is that located?
It's out of state. In Minnesota. It's not Minnesota. Up in St. Louis.
Okay, I need a city and state.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I want to make sure I'm right. I'm gonna choke. All the other times I have stuff. Okay. All right. Okay. It's Columbus, Missouri.
Columbus, Missouri.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a zip code?
It's 65203.
Okay. So where did you work here in Alabama?
The University of Alabama.
Okay. Which campus?
The UA.
I'm sorry, which campus? Was it in Montgomery? Was it in Mobile? No. Where was it located?
Okay, where it was located, I'm sorry. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, and your last day of work was, you said?
On the 9th.
December 9th, 2022?
I'm sorry, I should have said it. I'm sorry. Yeah, December 9th.
Okay, and when was your first day of work with them?
The first day when I first started was January 11th, 2017.
Okay. Are you expected? Okay, wait a minute. December 11th, 2017. Are you expected to go back to work?
Yes.
Did they give you a date when you're going back to work?
January 11th.
Okay, hold on a minute. We need to report that. So you don't belong to a union, but you do. You are scheduled to go back to work, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that is for December 11th, 2022. Okay, you went out on December 11th. When are you expected to go back? On the 11th?
I went out. Our last day of work was December the 9th. The 9th
okay.
of December, this month. Okay. I mean, hey.
Okay, and when are you expected to go back?
January 11th,
2023.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Are you currently receiving any vacations, they call it a pay or pension?
No.
Okay. And the reason you're not working is due to lack of work right now?
Yes.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes?
No.
Okay. So your PIN number is 3368.
Okay.
Okay. That's 3368. And I need to read a disclosure. So did you say you wanted the 10% of the taxes taken out, yes or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The Alabama unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center near you, or you may go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must, in addition, the Alabama unemployment claim requires that you do a weekly certification. You could do your weekly certification, ma'am, either online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or by calling 205-458-2282. That's 205-458-2282. Your weekly certifications must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. You could either go online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov, ma'am, to do your weekly certification, or you may call 205-458-2282. That's 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits.
Okay.
Ma'am, please note an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. If you have any other questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. Mrs. Howard, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is this Sunday. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Is this Sunday? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, ma'am?
No.
Okay. All right.
We did get the date correct on here.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
My last day of work. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim. Merry Christmas. Have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. All right.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.